All right, it's going.
Oh, are we recording?
We're doing it.
What?
We're doing it.
Are we live?
It's going. What is this?
It's rock. Come on, nobody can call this out.
I think this song came out before Joel or I were born.
Well, most songs did. Literally the majority of the songs. Whoa. That started rocking. Nope. Now I've got a boner.
Was no. it a Jesus boner?
I lost it.
Well, that's what this song
does. What
the
fuck is this?
This song brings up your boner and takes it away.
Well, then it's gone. Now I'm mad. I want it back. Whoa! Oh, my pants.
Boner's back in full strength.
It's registering off the scale.
Joel's rocking the pup tent.
Off the boner scale. What is this?
On a boner scale of 1 to 10, this is a
10. It's a 30. Nah, my boner's confused. Turn this. What? Just tell me who it is.
It's fucking Foreigner.
No.
Oh.
Hey, my mic shut off for a second. Check that out.
I didn't know this song had a first part. I thought it just started right here.
You thought that was only like now Time Warner presents.
Yeah.
Dude. Hits of songs you don't even remember had a beginning.
I used to sing the medley that they would play on the commercial when I was like 8. I knew like where all the songs started. Like I was like, jukebox, I want to rock and roll all night.
You just assumed that's how those
songs
went.
I thought it was like a string, like an awesome song that was all together, like a super mega
it's
jam.
A super mega song. I never heard that one on the radio.
Hi, Jinx and Sue podcast number 12.
Did you just turn into a Jewish mother?
Pod. It's your podcast, Josh.
Crossed with Nathan Lane.
It's. Whoa, hang on. Let's think about that for a second. Nathan Lane! It's a podcast, Archie. Eat it. Meathead. You
every
pig
time
fucker.
You do that voice, it sounds like when.
It's JFK, I know.
Yeah, when he's just. Totally...
It's a podcast with Pontius Pants.
Bowa.
Bowa supper.
I era. Want a party platter.
Hi, Jinx and Sue podcast number 12. Dose?
Sponsored in part by Clone High.
My life is sponsored in part by Clone High.
And Wendy's.
Podcast number 12
That's
with
Zwolf in German.
The extended crew, both myself, Joel, Eli. No, don't. That. Thank you. You're not allowed to play sound effects anymore. Eli, are you here? Aquí y presente, por favor.
Yes. Ich bin...
In español, por favor.
Aquí
y presente. Max Schnell. Josh. Josh is here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Amazingly enough.
Yeah.
And then alternate Josh is here. But we don't have enough mics. We couldn't get them to work. What kind of shitty production is this? Fucking douchebag squad.
You have to say hi really loud.
Hi.
There we go. There's Denise. Denise, you got some fan mail last time. Did you see that?
Stalker.
Somebody said, like, Denise is awesome. Make her be there more often. So we did. We just didn't mic her. So.
But we tried.
Good job, us.
It's the Klingon attack.
This is Klingon music? Is it Klingon opera? Because I've got a collection of that. I prefer Melota.
I actually went to a wedding where they played this. Like, they came walking in.
Is it
like
a Mexican Alex's thing? What?
Yeah, my best friend Alex, yeah. No.
You went to a Klingon wedding?
No. But I'd love to if anybody's going to be having a wedding soon.
Have you ever seen either Trekkies or Trekkies 2?
Yes.
With Denise?
No.
What's her Crosby? Okay, so I think it was the second one. She goes to a...
there's a rock band.
Yeah, there's tons of rock bands. But there's on one of them, she goes to a convention, and there's these two Klingon ladies. And they're like, oh, we want to share a song with you, Denise Crosby. And she's like, oh, cool, what is it? Well, it's the Klingon folk song, Bon Bon We, sung to the tune of Let It Be. And then they sing the whole thing.
What?
Oh,
in their best Klingon, like, voices. Bon Bon We. Bon. It was really good.
No, only the first one was good because they had the Klingon guy who was like, he was like singing some Irish traditional, like
Danny Boy.
I don't know what he was, and everybody just kind of like Klingon. Scared this guy. Yeah, well, he was dressed up as a Klingon, but then later on, I came to find out that guy was just fat and had like a face like disease.
He wasn't a Klingon at
all. No, he wasn't.
He didn't even know he was on film. Klingon face. We call it Klingonism. It's when your face gets all fucked up and. I'm sorry.
Wait, so you haven't seen that, Josh?
No, I haven't.
You should definitely see that.
Fuck, you need to see that.
What was that movie with Cher a long time ago where she had the son?
That was Trekkies 3.
Face disease or whatever.
That was Star Trek 4.
No.
Oh, that was
Monster. Or...
Cher and
no, it wasn't
Ted's
Monster
Excellent Adventure.
Jackass. It was The Mask.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
It was Mask, that cartoon from the 80s.
Yes, it was.
With the guy, the helicopter.
It wasn't a cartoon.
Cher had a helicopter that turned into a motorcycle.
Yeah. And she's like, if you believe in love.
That song came out in 1999.
It's all the same thing. That's where it debuted, was on the cartoon Mask. Came on after Tiger Sharks.
I'm not talking
Sharks.
About a cartoon.
No, she had a Corvette that turned into a jet plane. What? She was like, get in the car, Rocky.
Okay, seriously, this is an Oscar-winning movie that I'm talking about.
Make yourself well, Rocket. Make yourself well.
Dude, anyone with a retard in is not Oscar-worthy.
He's not a retard.
This won a fucking Oscar.
He's got elephantitis of the face.
It won an Oscar for makeup, just because they had to make that dude look like a fucking freak.
Dude, and who was it? It was Eric Stoltz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who, the alternate Marty McFly? Did you ever hear about that?
Wow, I could almost see that working.
They shot half of Back to the Future with Eric Stoltz and then fired him and then hired Michael J. Fox. And there's a website that has production stills.
What was that, like an equal opportunity hire?
Eric Stoltz ever come down with a case of the Michael J's?
No.
He lucked out.
Yeah. Michael J. Fox got Parkinson's from that movie.
Yeah, it's too bad.
From time travel is what does it to you.
Yeah.
It's why you don't fuck around with forces we don't understand.
Actually, you know, it's funny, like... Now that we're nearing the end,
end of this podcast. We're just about done.
Yeah. No, now that we're reaching like the end of our project at work, so we're almost done with that game. There's there's a particular bug that I had to mark, and I couldn't figure out how else to
describe
it.
Michael J.
Yeah, and it's like the guy shakes in the screen like he's Michael J. Fox.
Please don't take that out.
I think we have to.
And please label him Private Alex P. Keaton. You know, we had a mail sack from a while back that I forgot. I don't know. I missed the question. I remember reading it. I don't know if they deleted it or maybe I just forgot to read it. But there was a question about being a video game insider. And one of the readers said, please stop making World War II games.
Sweet.
Are you done?
No.
Are you done with World War II games?
No, man.
There's so much more to tell.
We're going to milk the milk out of that.
Dude, the milk is sour. That milk has curdled into fine cheese.
I'm just fucking milk sells like a
four
million sets of milk. So we have no problem milking milk.
Clanking milk bottles left and right. Got a milking mustache.
I will milk that shit.
Do you want to say anything about your game that's coming out soon?
It's August.
What's it called?
It's called Stabby McStab Stab in the Face.
God damn it. It does involve a massive facial stabbing.
And who is it that gets facially stabbed?
Not you.
Not you.
It's not me. I thought I got stabbed in the face.
No. You get popped right
You
in
get
the...
shot right through the fucking forehead.
All
right,
this game's called Brothers in Arms, Satan's Taint.
No. Yeah.
The
God
revenge
damn it.
Of the revenge okay, of Satan's The revenge of Satan's Taint.
Yeah, Satan's Taint times 2.
Yeah, okay, we can't give away anything cuz Micah will get pissed, but you can see it in the trailer.
Taint's revenge.
Joel gets shot.
Taint's Revenge. Yeah. Well, no, you don't know what happened. I mean, if you've played the other two games, you know my character dies.
Yeah, but you can see it. You can see Joel actually get shot
in the trailer.
In the fucking forehead, right?
Blood explosion.
The eyes.
Yeah.
Face vomit blood.
And then another guy gets stabbed in the face.
Now you can't say any more about that.
It's in the trailer.
It's in the trailer.
Okay. Brothers in Arms, Taint's Highway.
It's Hell's Highway.
Hell's Taint. Satan's Scrotum. What were the other working titles? Satan's Dick Blood.
The Blood Flows Red.
Raped by Satan.
You know, the best part is actually...
Satan's Sodomy.
I found a Driver's Ed video that's called Hell's Highway.
Wow.
And it's like from the 60s.
Blood on the pavement.
Yeah, and it's a picture of like a man in a fedora, and next to him is a skeleton like going like...
No!
Like,
don't hit
in the
me.
Car,
dude. If you're gonna hit anybody, hit a skeleton because we need to get rid of those.
Yeah,
that's obviously a zombie.
Just taking up space.
Big skeleton problem.
That's racist.
Speaking of Driver's Ed bullshit.
Oh yeah, let's go over that real quick.
Oh, this
okay,
is
what?
So stupid.
I don't know anything.
Okay, so 3-4 weeks ago, I got pulled over for turning right on red.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
For turning red on red where it was not allowed. And this little fucking woman cop on a power trip was like, give me a ticket.
Cunt.
Fucking hated her.
Cunt.
Bitch. So yeah, I had to do...
Wait, you didn't charm her? You didn't pull your balls out? Like, she's...
I rolled down the window and my dick is hanging out of my pants.
She's walking up.
What?
He's watching her in the rearview mirror and she walks up and he's just kind of caressing the tip of his balls.
No. He's got like, he's got like a hot dog bun and he's got his like cock right in the middle.
You want some of this?
Want a bite of my hot dog?
It was actually next door to a Taco Bell.
Do you
Bell.
Prefer
I had
mustard?
A tortilla. It was a tortilla.
It's got a shell.
I asked her if she wanted my burrito.
To freeze. Whoa. It's a fried dick sandwich.
Yeah, and then she was like, no, I'm only into tacos.
What's up, lady cop? You want a fried dick sandwich? Wow.
So anyway.
Yeah.
She was a taco cop.
I went to, God damn it. She probably was.
Taco cop. Taco cop.
So I went to go do deferred adjudication because the driver safety course is way too much paperwork.
Sure.
And I'm lazy.
Sure.
So I go, I pay my fucking $200 fine for bullshit. And after I pay the fine, they're like, oh, by the way, you also have to attend a red light course.
It's not driver's ed. It's a red light class.
It's a class specifically about
for
red
8
lights.
Hours. They're going, you have to stop when it's red. Wait, what are you doing with it? You have to stop. Everyone must stop. What color when it stops? It's red. It's always red. How does it know?
Yeah, that's pretty much how the whole class went.
Where do I go?
We watched a couple videos about traffic accidents and the whole like, oh God, somebody died. And then I didn't care about any of it.
Like, so it's like a guy that's like rolling through a stop sign and a plane crashes into him. This could happen to you. If you would have stopped.
And that's why we always leave a note at the stop sign.
Oh, God. What is that? What is that fucking Sir McLaughlin song?
Wings of an Angel.
Yeah.
Arms of an Angel.
Oh, or,
yeah, whatever.
Or whatever.
Yeah, that one. So the last video that they showed at the closing of the class was all... It was all accidents and like pictures of babies that
and
were
a montage
and
of that.
It was all this like awful montage set to that song. I had to try so hard not to laugh in the middle of class.
Okay,
I was seriously biting the inside of my mouth. It was so I felt so patronized.
That song is also you're clipping a little bit, so I'm gonna turn you down just a hair.
Sweet.
That song is also on a montage of pets being mistreated on a commercial right now, and it makes my wife cry. Like, that song will make you cry.
You need to
Denise
be her until she's dead inside.
Denise agrees that song makes you cry. But it says, like, it's like Sarah McLachlan comes out and she's like, this is Sarah McLachlan. Puppies and kitties are murdered every day by baseball bats and tanks. And it's like, taints.
Oh.
Puppies are like, shut. They kill these smothering? Dogs by shocking their taint. It's
right
a taint
on the gooch.
Shocker. Right on the gooch. The gooch shocker. They give them the shocker. And then they kill them, but they give them the shocker for no reason.
Right. It's the finishing moves.
The angel. So you know what's the best part about this song is? My mom told me one time that she goes, you know what song I won't play? We're like having dinner. You know what song I won't play at my funeral? And I'm like chewing roast beef. Yeah.
What, mom?
What song? Arms of the Angel by Sarah McLachlan's my favorite song. Great, so I can never hear that song again without thinking about you dying.
Great.
Thanks.
You know what's better than that?
Don't go there.
Eli's playing that off YouTube, and it's just pictures of babies.
Yeah, actually it is.
Dead and, babies?
And they misspelled the title. It's in the arms of an angle.
That's the robot version.
Oh.
In the arms of an angle. No, I'm not going to use the vocal gooch machine. I hate that thing now. Don't. You can't wield its power. Hang on. Wait, give it to me. Give it to me. This is the remix.
Testing.
Wait, it's gotten to a part that I don't know. Back it up just a hair.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, no, leave it there, leave it there.
This is only going to be bad.
Johnny Five presents
this part.
In the arms of an angel.
In the arms of an angel. Far away from here. Dead babies. You find.
Okay. All right, we're done.
Some comfort here.
We're done.
It's so soothing. It's my favorite song. The robot remix to Arms of an Angle is my favorite. It's soothing. I take long baths with Epsom salts and listen to that with candles.
Candles and, yeah,
scented candles.
Have that little bath bomb fuzzer thing.
Yeah. No, and then I put the bath massager on my gooch and then I just
lay there.
Whisk away.
Let it all wash over you.
Yeah.
That's great.
This is what I'm going to have at my funeral.
Panama.
I've already talked to like several people about
this.
He's
given me specific instructions for his funeral.
It has to be like notarized them, and like legal.
Well, yeah, and one of them,
the guitar is going to be on his coffin on fire.
One of them is going to be that I want
this plays.
I want a Van Halen cover band like at my funeral.
Wow, like but a really bad one.
Yeah.
But actually featuring David Lee Roth.
But yeah. That's already been. I gotta just finish up the paperwork.
I'm gonna have a guy in an Optimus Prime suit preside over my funeral.
I wanted him at my wedding.
Bar mitzvah?
No, I wanted to have
him
at my wedding.
Bris.
Well, I want like Transformers and G.I. Joes in my like wedding party.
Is like one side
then,
the groom and one side the bride. Is that how it's gonna be split up?
And then when the priest comes up and he's like, and by the power of Grayskull,
Okay,
marriage.
You do realize for that to happen, you're gonna have to marry a dude.
Marriage.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Well, that's a given.
Well, I'll do what I have
marriage
to do.
Marriage is what brings us here together
today.
Speaking of driver's ed.
Oh God, that class sucked.
I don't remember where I was going.
There
with
was
that.
One girl sitting in the back that the cop that was in front of the doing the whole class kept making fun of the whole time.
Say.
And try to ask her why she was there, and it turns out that her husband was a cop and would not get her out of the ticket to teach her a lesson.
Wow.
To make her
a
go.
Bastard.
Yeah, it was pretty
Take
funny.
Take this, bitch. Take a class. We had driver's ed. Get some knowledge laid on ya. I had driver's ed. We took a in-school driver's education, went to get my license for the first time or whatever. It was like a whole class for a semester. And it was out in this portable building. And they had these driver simulators from like 1970. I'm not kidding.
Nice.
It was a trailer, the trailer home, with these gigantic 1970s plastic fake car insides that you would sit in. They would run a film strip like the old like, let me fire up the 35mm, like actually played film.
And it was a snuff film.
There was
oops.
It was just a porn. There was a giant computer, like an old like Univac, like like with the fucking tapes and everything. And it would register if you, like, when the cat jumped out, if you hit the brake at the right time or not. Like, oh, I'm going, fuck a cat. But the cat got hit no matter what. It just mattered if you hit the brake at the right time. And they showed
it just calculated how sorry you felt for having
right,
done it.
Right. There were electrodes in your
so
brain that
you
measured
failed,
sympathy.
You were like, fucking cat, whatever.
Yeah. What? No, one guy was like, he's reading the grades and he's like, Team 2, you hit the gas. Well, I figured I'd power through it. You know,
that reminds me of the, I don't know why that reminds me, but I don't know if you remember, there was this that video game during the same time of laser tag and all that shit, where they had these videotapes you could buy, and it came with a gun, and they were like these little red, like they would have a certain chroma like on the screen, like so there'd be jets flying, and they would have like this little area.
Captain
in the back.
Power.
Yeah, and you'd shoot the back of it.
One of the
with
readers,
your little gun.
One of the readers asked about that. Okay, can you answer this question? How the fuck did that work? You couldn't make anything different happen on the VHS.
No, it was all about the score that was accumulated on your gun.
Oh.
But eventually on the screen, like, even if you didn't shoot the jet, it would blow up and shoot down. Like, it would spin out of the screen.
Yeah, your own little guy would explode, though, too, right?
Like, yeah.
They could somehow shoot you.
Yeah, they would shoot you back. The whole thing, since it's videotaped, after the auto-tracking, like, went through.
Right.
Then... Like, now you're, like, fighting these jet fighters, or, like, there were various, like, spin-offs of this thing. Like, Walmart had a whole brand line of them, but it was, like, yeah, it was, like, cars with, like, guys in the back shooting guns or whatever, and you would shoot them, but
never
they would never die until, like, I don't know, a certain part of the videotape.
And yeah, is something different? Are you that stupid that you think something different's going to happen this time?
Yeah, actually.
Maybe I'll win. So I was talking about on the last one last post about how, you know, I had one laser tag gun and then a robot that shot back at me, and he could never miss. And I mentioned how I mentioned that, and then I mentioned how some of my friends, you know, we used to be the same Ninja Turtles. So one of the guys that I was talking about, this is back from kindergarten, responded. I didn't even know he read the website. My friend Rob Murray. I think I've known him longer than anyone else on this planet. And he said he remembered watching me shoot the robot with laser tag. Like, that was our... Let's play laser tag. Okay.
Yay.
I'll put on the gear and shoot the robot. And I'll watch. All right.
Yay. High five.
Yeah. We win. This is depressing.
Dude, as a Mexican growing up, seeing that shit on TV, I was like, lasers.
Where do I sign up? You thought it was a draft.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought we were being drafted.
You're like, I will fight this
I
laser war.
I will fight in your army if I can get a laser rifle. Yes.
Nice.
A starlight.
Where do I sign up? They're like,
so
well, we need janitors.
So. We're 22 minutes in and we haven't even started yet. So.
Condensed version.
Condensed. Let's make this quick then. We're going to do a couple of links this week in internet.
Is what? Eli even registering on that?
Yes. Talk Eli. Yeah, he looks great. Wait, he sounds fucking fantastic.
I do.
He's right there. It's the Mac. You don't see it. It's so quiet. But
I was just looking at the thing
at
the bottom.
Man, you're blowing the illusion. You're blowing the illusion for the readers that this is actually done on purpose. God damn it.
This whole time, they've all thought we've had built-in mics.
Into our brains?
What?
Or our taints? We talk into each other's taints. We sit in a triangle.
It's a little round robin sort of thing. It's a daisy chain.
Yeah, I'm like, move your thigh. Can't hear myself in the monitor, which is on your gooch. No, okay. So,
please speak directly into the asshole.
Since we talked for way too long, we're going to have to skip most of these links. But, okay, is this real? Are they really making Batman versus Mortal Kombat?
Yes.
Yes,
I
they are,
that.
And it's going to be stupid. There's no fatalities. Like, it's a Mortal Kombat game with no fatalities. There's 0 point.
It's just a fighting game, then.
Yeah. It's a shitty fighting game
with no
violence.
You can't put Superman in a fighting game. He could just stand there and take all the hits and then blow you up with his mind. Like...
Pretty much.
Laser eyeballs. Hello.
I'm a Marvel man myself. But seeing
I'm a taint guy.
Seeing that was just like okay. I had very little respect as it was already for DC, and it just they just lost the rest. Like they had a chance, but now it's all
well
gone.
They're trying to do Marvel versus Capcom, which was great.
Yeah, pretty much. But nobody gives a shit about DC versus Midway.
Have they done a good Marvel versus Capcom in the last 10 years?
They keep re-releasing
the
same
one. The one on Dreamcast was awesome.
Yeah, I don't...
I think they've been re-releasing that at various
times. That one was
tits. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But yeah, it looks like a catastrophe.
Fucking Commander Zenu, Tom Cruise, has hired Ron Moore to do a big screen sci-fi trilogy. Like movies. Like, I don't know. Like Scientology recruitment films or something. But fucking Ron Moore's doing it. I thought he had better sense than that.
Well, maybe they're paying him a lot. I don't know.
No, yeah, that's true.
I mean, it is Scientology.
No one knows what it's about. I did not know that.
Zenu.
I didn't know that Ron Moore did Mission Impossible 2. He's drafted a screenplay for a big screen version of The Thing.
That's cool.
And then also...
The Thing? Like
not Marvel, no. It's like a remake of a movie
John
called
Carpenter's.
The Thing. Yeah.
Oh.
And then Tom Cruise has hired him to make like Xenu movies or something. I don't know. Xenu. That's weird. What sucks is then it's probably going to be good.
Xenu.
It's probably going to be good, and then I'm going to have to somehow give money to Tom Cruise.
Well, he's not a bad actor. He's just crazy.
No, he's lost everything in my mind. I've got no respect for him.
Mission Impossible 3 was good.
No, it was boring. It was boring.
You're retarded. It was an extended episode of Lost without features.
J.J. Abrams is not talented. J.J. Abrams just, I don't know what his problem is. I don't even like Lost anymore. Of course, he has nothing to do with it, but Lost can suck my balls.
I hate you.
And
I played the Lost video game.
Speaking of,
that was pretty bad.
Nothing that we're talking about. You did play that?
Oh yeah, start to finish. It's like 4 hours long.
On a what? What did it come on?
360.
Oh, Jesus.
It actually looks pretty good.
There's a mini game where you get to just push Hugo like down the mountain, and it's like
actually okay. If we're gonna talk about Hurley, I do want to say I feel really bad for whatever that dude's name is. Because when they modeled his character in the game, they managed to make him even fatter.
Wow.
Like, because his hair kind of does that diagonal.
Yeah. Trapezoid.
Like, yeah. So from the top of his head, it just kind of goes straight out like an egg until you get to his feet. And, like, he could just roll.
He's like a Sonic villain? Like a Sonic the
yes.
Hedgehog villain?
Yeah, he's fucking Dr. Robotnik or whatever.
Ow. You know, they just randomly changed his name to Eggman, like, halfway through the series?
It wasn't random. Here's what happened.
Oh,
there.
Jesus, you have facts to back this up.
In Japan, he was always known as Eggman. The problem is that that's fucking stupid, and
yeah.
Robotnik was an awesome name.
Yeah, it was.
And now Japan is shitting on the U.S. by using their shitty name.
Well, the last, like,
90
Sonic games have been terrible, so whatever.
There's actually a new one coming out that's actually, like, old-school 2D only, like, on next.
They made
stuff.
That one for the DS that made you throw up if you played it, because it went from screen to screen at 1,000 miles an hour.
Yeah, I played it. Yeah. It was awesome.
It was
I loved it.
Vomit-inducing.
Awesome.
Speaking of vomit-inducing, but the opposite, Amy Acker's going to be on Dollhouse.
Sweet.
That kicks ass.
I hope she's still playing Illyria.
Well, one of the readers said, why can't she just be Fred? Fred's a scientist. Speaking of Fred... I don't know if they're actually doing it. It seems like they're saying Fred's not dead in the Angel comics. Like, in
okay,
the
that's
series,
bullshit.
In the series.
I grieved, and I had closure. Do not tear this wound back open.
In the series.
Fred's soul was destroyed.
That's what
there
they
was
said.
Nothing left.
That's what they said.
There was nothing left. Do not do this
I
to
wish
me
people
now.
Could see Josh. Josh grabs his microphone like he's on a fucking soapbox. Like, Sein Feind! That's my choice! Sein Feind! That's Sein!
Heil!
Yeah. And then he screams directly into the mic, whereas I back up. But,
At least I didn't throw one arm in the air and fucking salute.
I didn't do any of that.
Isha Rabin and, Ira Berliner.
Ira Berliner.
It's. JFK was a Nazi?
I'm a Nazi, Archie. Eat it.
It's the mustache.
Stop having your rally. Eat it.
I'm a Nazi, Archie. Okay, so back to Dollhouse.
No, that's over. That's all. That's just awesome. Oh, in the comics.
Oh.
Okay, they said in the series her soul was destroyed. She's gone. No heaven, no hell. In the comics, they said she's in heaven. Happy.
Lame cop out.
Yeah, that's a super cop out, if it's true. So, Eli, you might have some connection to this. I'm not sure. But apparently, after they read a story about these British moms doing an like over old British ladies doing an all-nude calendar to raise money.
My dad actually has that calendar.
I'm sorry.
And well, I had to see that movie on an airplane once.
Apparently some Mexican moms did the same thing, and now they're in debt because no one bought it. They're actually Spanish, but I want them to be Mexican.
Oh, whatever. Boy, I'm trying
it's,
to see here. Did
the
they
same
dress
thing,
up
right?
as maids?
They dressed up as naked.
They don't have to dress up.
No.
That's what they wear.
Seven middle-aged Spanish mothers who posed for a tongue-in-cheek nude calendar, a fundraiser for their children's tiny rural school, are now settled with debt and 5,000 unwanted calendars.
Aww.
Por qué?
See, people only like photos of white chicks.
Well, yeah, there's your problem right there.
Mexicans don't even like
Mexicans,
naked Mexicans, do
Mexicans
they?
Mexicans don't like Mexicans.
Unless it's Eva Longoria.
No, even
I don't
then,
like that either. That's
like,
gross.
No.
What are you talking about? She's hot.
My best friend married
even
a
I think
white
she's
girl,
hot.
So...
Your best Mexican friend.
Right.
You do have to establish because it's different levels of friendship.
Right. My my sub-best friend.
Yeah.
one of those is someone that you hang out with. The other one is someone you mow lawns with.
Right. Like right. It's like saying my best subcontractor.
He's like my best friend. Yeah. On weekends.
Right.
There's this one time we were up and fixing a roof. That was awesome.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Yeah. That's how you
and
relate.
No, you had a couple beers up there.
No, he's got awesome.
We had beers the whole time.
He's got the best caulk.
Oh, he has black caulk.
He's got black caulk. Big, thick black caulk. He's got trowels like you've never seen. He's awesome. He's an awesome guy. He's
fantastic. Guy.
He's got a big leather tool belt.
Yeah, they could have made a lot more money if they were like, they could have just gone and cleaned houses.
Speaking of Mexicans, Marvel's doing a new cartoon. all those segues are going to be irrelevant. Marvel's doing a new cartoon. They're going to animate the Black Panther, but the best part is it's going to be on BET.
Oh, that's just racist.
Yes.
That's just racist.
Yes. BET calls Marvel. They're like, do you have any superheroes that you can put on? We have a black superhero. We have one.
Yeah.
And he's the worst one.
We have more than one.
Not with the word black in their name.
Isn't Cage?
Like Black Superman? No,
they have like Thunderbolt and some of these other guys.
Luke Cage.
Yeah. But yeah, the Black Panther.
Forge. Bishop. The worst superheroes ever.
Dude, Forge was awesome.
Forge was like a Mexican too, wasn't he?
I think so.
Damn it.
He was a minority.
Bishop was black and he ended up killing Professor Xavier. He's a dick.
Did he do that? That's right around when I quit reading.
In one of the continuities, he absolutely murdered Professor X.
Because didn't he come back to stop Gambit from doing that?
Yes.
But he ends up doing it himself?
But years and years later, it's terrible.
Because I stopped reading right when he came back and then the whole
This
Gambit
episode of Black
happening.
Panther is sponsored by Popeye's Chicken.
Colt 45. Yeah, it's going to be terrible.
And cool cigarettes.
Cool with a K.
Well, it is, actually.
I know.
Cools.
K-E-W-L.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, did we ever talk about Josh's loss at Popeye's? Did you bring that up?
What are we talking about?
The guy who invented Popeye's, like, died.
I think we talked about that.
Did we?
I don't know if we can remember.
Josh came over to watch Battlestar last night. Night before last.
Yeah.
And he walks in and he's got like this gigantic bag of McDonald's and he looks at me like, I'm like, what? They didn't have enough saturated fats for you, fatty? And he's like, the Popeye's down the street's not open yet. I had to settle. I'm like, okay.
It was bad.
And there's children with AIDS. So, I mean, look, it's not so bad. I mean, granted, eating McDonald's is probably worse than having AIDS, but.
Okay, so
that Popeye's building has been there for weeks now.
He stares at it every time he drives here.
Every time I drive past it, it says, like, now hiring. And
eyes kind of, like,
I need my fucking bacon gravy, okay?
I told him to get a job so we can help him finish it, so we can get it open as soon as possible.
You know, I'm actually trying, because I'm into deep frying, and I've been trying to master the deep frying sort of thing, and I was talking to Denise about this, and actually I even talked to Rick. We all think we should take up jobs like at places that have kick-ass breading.
And then, to learn?
Yeah, and then like, so we're sitting at Chick-fil-A, it's like, so, okay, that's cool, I understand. If there's a fire, use the extinguisher. When does the part about breading
No, we're
come
not
in?
To breading yet, Ilivorio.
Yeah, and they're like,
get your name tag on and let's
first
go
we got to go over
Why
washing hands after
first?
We got to mop first.
Yeah. Mop
God
in,
damn it.
Then wash your hands after every bathroom use.
You're looking at only two per day.
All right,
no number twos. Number ones only. Do your number two on your own time.
Keep your twosies at home.
Why do they call it number two? You would think that that's number one. Like,
as in the most important?
Yeah.
No.
Number two would be like, hey, I got to go, you know.
No.
Who the
you
fuck
can hold number
that?
Two for like a whole
oh,
day
no,
if you
it
have
happens
to.
In but it's in order of where it happens in height on the earth relative to the sun.
It was far
but
too complicated.
No, that's
an explanation.
Shut up.
Wait a
no,
minute.
Galileo came up with the formula, and number one typically happens closer to the sun than a number two.
But only during the vernal equinox.
It's different in Australia.
Right, right. They're backwards.
Though. Theirs is backwards.
Right.
Actually, that's what I mean. Right. Yeah, they shit out of their dicks and piss out of their ass.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I mean by backwards.
That's right. What I was saying. So
and their toilets flow the wrong
way. They invented this during the day then, I guess. When
they call it the Coriolis effect.
When Galileo, right. It flushes in a clockwise or
yes.
Counterclockwise.
Which is why you're not supposed to shit at night, because the sun's not above you.
Because then it would be...
What? Do you guys not know... Did you go to school? Do you not know anything?
That's what I'm saying. Like, your shit's... if the sun's in Japan,
yes, they can shit, and it's called a number two.
That's is that why you don't shit in your sleep?
Because it's the land of the rising sun, so they're always I get it now.
Their shit.
Yes, the reason you piss your bed but you don't shit your bed is that the sun is not
the
above
sun.
You.
The pool. Okay, yes, that makes a lot.
It's
of
gravity.
Sense.
It's I science. Learned. It's just science. You're stupid. You're both stupid.
I learned something today.
You have to.
I always thought that happened because of God.
No, God. Wow. Frowns on anyone that does a number two. That is unholy. It's an unholy
when
act.
When someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
Shits.
I couldn't help it. It just popped in there.
That makes a lot of sense.
What did you do, shits?
I was just constantly thinking that because
you're like. So anyway, Eli, do you want to get some food? Huh? Sorry, I was lost in thought. I was thinking about why shits are called number two and not.
Well,
number
no, one. Because I. Stop! I will stop like at 7-Eleven to grab like a drink on the way home, and I'll be like, "Man, I'm gonna go use that bathroom." But when I think about it, I'm like, "Man, somebody went number two, and it's like I tasted their farts because that place is so awful."
This is different. You're on a different subject now. This is no longer about the debate.
That made me wonder, like, you know, why did they call it number two?
It's the same as were they to call it numero dos. That's why you don't understand. Think of it that way. Think of it in your native tongue.
Tuesday?
It's Tuesday.
No mud's fine.
Hey, did we send in that video tape? Out of curiosity? It's not here.
No, I've got it over here. I got to post the list. Yeah, if you're on the list, there's more than 10 now, I think, because I've gotten a few email requests. So I've got to stop sending them. I got to post the list. I got to send in your address. And Eli's going to send you the video.
I will send you. Okay, if we have people that still need shitty movie, I've got other stuff. So calm down, everybody. Everybody, relax. Okay.
Eli has a fucking library.
Now we've
shit.
Opened the floodgates here that we're not going to be able to contain because everyone's like, "Oh, I want to watch shitty movie." A couple of people were like, "I would, but what's a VCR?" That's like exactly. I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't help you with that. It can only be played on Super 8.
Ask your grandfather.
Go to Radio Shack.
They're still right up there on the front.
Or Fry's.
I don't think
which
they have
I've been to like all week this past week.
Oh yeah, but that's my fault.
Yeah.
No, because
I actually think I did go to Fry's every single day this week.
Yeah, every fucking lunch.
Yeah, and I always drug Eli with me.
He IMs me while we're at work.
Rephrase that. You always drugged Eli,
right?
And then took him with you.
Whatever.
I get an IM from Josh. He's like, food. Nom, 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 nom.
Noms, noms, noms.
Yeah, and I'm like,
nom, nom.
Yeah, sure. He's like,
and all of a sudden you.
Oh, but I gotta go to Fry's, by the way.
He kisses you with a puppet doused in ether.
Yeah.
You fall asleep. You wake up covered in RAM.
Hey, look at me. It's the puppet, but.
Oh. Yeah. But then when he makes out with you, you end up. We both losing consciousness.
Fry's Electronics.
What am I doing
here?
And it's the one
you're in a buggy. And Josh is pushing you through the aisles.
Again. No, it's the one in Dallas with all the cows and everything.
That makes no sense at all.
You know why? What was it called? Ultimate Universe or something? Or
you're making shit up now.
It used
to be super Japanese.
It used to be some other place before it was Fry's.
And Ultimate Super Happy Fun Time.
They decided to like just fuck it. We're just gonna take over this place, but we're not actually gonna like change any of the decor.
Ultimate Wish program.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, I remember just really quickly there was.
Oh, we couldn't be more off topic. Right. So just go ahead.
There was one guy that we hired at the office a long time ago, and it was this like innocent looking Asian dude.
Uh huh.
And he was like a programmer. So
he
we're
was
like,
a ninja assassin.
Well, no, he was like, hey, you know, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. He's talking to some of us, and he's like, what kind of music you're into? And I don't know, you know, like rock. You know, rock's good. He's like, hey, I got a videotape, VCR videotape. Of a band that I used to play in. We're like, hey, let's check it out. Because we back then, we'd get demo reels on VHS. So
you had to have VHS.
We had to have VHS. So we're like, cool, let's check it out. So we put in his videotape. And it's like, it's just kind of black. And then the screen shows like a nuclear bomb going off. And then it's like, like it's fucking
death metal.
And this innocent, tiny Asian guy has like long hair. And I'm watching this like, what the hell? What?
I just thought of something. Go ahead.
Oh,
sorry.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then I realized that this dude was inside of Fry's Electronics. And
doing
I was like,
video?
Yeah. And then he was like, I have a friend who used to work there. And he let us, like, we opened some of the camera equipment and some of the lighting equipment. we set up a stage, and the whole thing was recorded at Fry's. In the background, you can see, like, IL-37, like, neutrons and protons. And
that's where they sell them?
Yeah, and all this shit. And the whole time, I didn't know what was I was in more awe of, is the fact that this little Asian dude's, like, playing fucking death metal. It was like... like Cookie Monster death metal, you know, the...
It was pretty sweet.
Yeah, you can't hear what he's saying. But at the same time, I was like, but wait, are you at Fry's? Are you at Fry's Electronics?
I'm sorry, Fly's?
Fly's.
Fly's Electronics.
Wow.
Fly's Electronics?
Whoa, hey, I didn't go there.
That was the guy that quit like 3 weeks later because he didn't actually work on
it. Yeah, he actually sucked.
He lied about everything that he did.
Because he was a death metal guy, and death metal guys can't make video games.
Yeah.
Speaking of death metal,
I cannot wait for this. I'm so excited.
Clock ticking. Doom. Clock. Yeah, so me and Josh are going to go see Death Clock in July.
I can't fucking wait.
God, it makes my balls hurt just thinking about it.
I would go watch this.
Well, then get a ticket and let's go.
Oh. I have to buy a ticket?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like...
And it's at House of Blues.
Go hit up Ticketmaster.
Okay, number one.
Now, fuck Ticketmaster.
You obviously...
don't want to go down that
you
road.
You obviously love Death Clock if you're listening to this podcast. So go to fucking shithead Ticketmaster and take out a loan so you can afford the fees. Death Clock's doing another... like, this time it's a huge tour. It used to be just colleges. Last time it was college campuses. Now it's like fucking real heavy metal awesomeness. And they'll be in Dallas in June. If anybody else is going, let me know. We'll, you know, I don't know. We'll carpool.
Sweet.
And
we'll go hit up the Starbucks beforehand.
Oh, if you go to Ticketmaster, the
fuck 'em.
Password is Duncan Hills, one word, to get the pre-order tickets right now. I'm so happy about this. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I love them more than any real band that I listen to. There's nothing I like better.
I sleep to this shit.
I'm gonna do. By the way, if anyone can do this before me, go ahead. But I'm gonna do a mashup of Thunderhorse and Wonderwall called Thunderwall.
Wow!
Just thought I'd let you know that.
That's terrible.
And after all, you might want a wall.
I don't know why this makes me want to think that I want to see like a death metal man led up by Gandalf, and Gandalf is just like fucking with the V guitar.
Where are you going with this?
I'm just saying that's what I want to see. Somebody make it happen.
I got nothing for you, man. You're
Gandalf
so...
and then, like, Treebeard, like, fucking playing drums.
Well, they'd have to be at the Starplex. It'd have to be outside. Because that's big.
Yeah, sure. Maybe Nokia.
Yeah, this is going to be at House of Blues, which is a great place to see a show. So I cannot fucking wait. And, let me go ahead and play Mermaider, because that's my favorite song.
Mermaider.
No, it's not. Actually, it's Into the Water is my favorite song.
Dude.
So, we should probably get to the mail sack since we're, like, already going to be way over time here. Are we going to do the supercut super curse?
What?
The super curse.
Now?
We gotta play it somewhere in the show.
All right.
So, we saw this link. I'll post a link to it, but, somebody created montages on YouTube of like every time someone ever said what in all of Lost. So it's like 8 minutes of what say what. And then they did like all the cursing in Glengarry Glen Ross, all the every fucking Big Lebowski, every fucking Casino. That's pretty awesome.
Like an hour long.
It was fucking great. Yeah, actually the Casino is exactly as long as the rest is the real movie. It's only 2 minutes shorter. Nothing but fucks. Every dude in Lebowski was good. So we spliced together every curse word's ever been said on the Hijinks and Sue podcast. And
God, you worked like 6 hours on that.
It took. I haven't slept. I haven't slept in days. Okay, so we're gonna
and
play
he
that.
Looks like it, folks.
We're gonna play that now. Let's see. Here it is. Fuck! Oh, cock balls!
In the shit.
Cocking shit tits.
Bacon titties.
Fuckers!
Shit.
Shits!
Broken asshole.
Shitting.
Fucking shit.
Shitters.
Coffee fuck.
Cock bitches. Cunt tits. No.
Taint.
Taintless chaps!
I love taintless chaps.
Taint shitters!
Shitting taints?
I've got blood in my asshole.
My gooch hurts.
Pig fuckers!
Cock.
Fuck!
Fuck.
Cock shitters!
Fuck you!
Fuck!
Fucking!
And then his cock exploded.
Fuck this.
Fucking shit.
Fuck it in the ear.
There was so much shit, it blasted out the back.
God damn it. I blew out my O-ring.
Shit blast?
Shit blasting.
No, there was too much shit.
So. Rocket shit?
Rocket shit, and I think it's gonna be the rocket shit.
Shits.
Shit.
Taint.
Fuckers.
Fucking homeless guys.
Yeah, fucking.
No, they were fucking.
Homeless fuckers.
Fuck the homeless guy.
Retards.
Fucking retards.
They always fuck.
Dude, retards fuck like rabbits.
Ass blasters.
No, right in the ass.
Other ass?
Put it in his whore ass.
I slipped on his ass.
You should put that in your ass.
In my ass.
You can't say fuck out of context.
Your ass.
Ass pennies.
Like an enema.
In my ass.
An aborted ass.
Like an ass abortion.
Does that still involve a coat hanger?
No, like a backwards reverse abortion.
Abortion?
Schlitterbot.
Abortion blast.
Did you get that abortion?
I tripped all over that abortion.
Pig fuckers.
Exploding taints are the abortions.
Can you perform an abortion through a taint?
You can rupture the taint.
Taint stench?
Smell like taint.
Taint misbehaving.
Neither dick nor ass.
Taint your wagon red.
Taint.
Gotta get that shit under control.
Cock and balls.
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 Ball.
Shit. That's my choice-off.
Balls.
Those fucking stink.
What in the balls?
Day labor balls?
This is balls.
Shit.
This is shit balls.
What the shit?
You know who's got balls?
Shit.
Shits. Cunt.
Axe wounds.
Cunts.
Knife wound.
Cunting.
Mother hole.
Goodwill cunting.
G-spot. Rocks the G-spot.
Gash. Coos.
Oh, God.
Baby spot.
I was in the mommy place.
God damn it.
I can smell your cunt.
I can smell your scent.
Cunt. Country basket.
Fucking slime trail.
Cunt.
Dragging her ass around like a dog.
Jessica Simpson's cooter.
Cooter bone.
Coot.
Cooter. Cooter bone.
Cooter.
Cooter bone. Cunt slam.
Cunt blaster.
Cunt blast.
Cunt sandwich.
Cunt.
Are you fucking that sandwich?
Can I get extra bacon on that?
Dick.
Fuck it. Bacon dick.
Cock bacon.
Country cock bacon.
When you've got bacon on your balls?
Shut the fuck up and eat your burger.
Fucking delicious.
Fucking ass.
No shits.
No shits.
No, I wasn't shitting.
Shitting bags.
Dude.
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 The rectal thermometer.
Dude.
Rectal.
Dude.
Damn near killed her.
Dude.
Dude. Uranus.
El Deuterino.
Mangina.
Dude. Man pussy. Mammal toe. Ball.
Taint.
Camel toe. Is it? That's a high taint.
Bruised taint?
It's all stretched out and broken.
A-hole.
Does the Predator take shits?
Fucking wipe.
Cock and balls of the...
Taint locks?
He's got three balls.
You know, Commander Worf had two dicks. By Riker's taint...
You know, he did have mammal toe in that unitard.
Those are some big shits.
Thundercats! Shits!
Why does it gotta be black?
Thunder shits.
Thunder shits are on the move. Thunder shits are loose.
Diarrhea?
Ass explosion.
Rocket shit? Rocket, rocket. All of my rocket shits. All of my fucking rocket shits. All of my fucking...
Damn it!
Block of shit.
No, you'll put a popsicle up your ass. Shit sandwich.
Get that weak shit out of here.
Dog shit tacos.
Cock and balls.
Sack.
Cocks.
My cock.
Cock. Scrotum.
Your cock.
Scrotum balls.
His cock.
Sack of balls and cock.
Our collective cock.
It's more than one dick in a bag, so it's a bag of dicks.
The cock.
Cocking.
Cocklery.
Cockers.
Cock. The royal cock.
Cockle. Cockling.
Cock.
Cock blasting.
Cocking.
Well, if my, I mean, I've got my cock out now.
Cocking that.
I'm sure your cock.
Cock.
That's a cock. Explosion.
Bull riding a cock.
If you're just touching cocks, it's not gay.
Bull riding?
If you just put the tip in a little bit, it's not gay.
Just the tip.
But not if it's on your balls.
Just the tip.
Balls.
No, balls touching is totally gay.
Balling.
Oh, God.
Free balling. Balls.
Balls.
Sweaty balls. Hallelujah. It was raining balls.
Your cock.
You got some balls in your eye?
Oh, that shit's not cool.
A little bit of cock in your eye there?
Bloody cock.
Reverse cowgirl? Fuck bastard. Cocking.
Turkey basting salad shooters.
Bastards. Cocking shit balls. Bastard dicks.
I have fucked a ham.
Dick. Fucking bastard. No, I wouldn't fuck a turkey. Dick with shit.
A cock in my salad.
Fuck faces.
Miles of cock rings.
Salad cock.
Cock ring. Lord of the Rings cock ring. Cock rings.
The one cock ring.
Cock rings.
And in the darkness bind them.
Cock rings.
Cock ring blast.
Cock ring.
Cock rings.
Taint is twisted.
My taint will go on.
Taint. Pull your taint
out through the taint.
Cock.
Taint explosion.
Pubes.
Pubic mohawk.
Why are there so many pubes?
Cock meatloaf.
Lubies. Dicks and cocks. Dicks.
Cock loaf.
Cockles.
Tiny balls.
No, just grab him by the cockles.
Very tiny.
Wolf and have nards?
They look like deer pellets.
Did you suck the poison out of the cock?
Cock.
Cock gobbling!
Cock.
Thunder cunts?
Cock fuckers!
Thunder cunts?
Cockers. Thunder cock!
Thunder cunts!
Thunder cunts are on the move! Thunder cunts are loose!
Thunder cunts!
Cock.
By the power of cunt skull!
You know who else had a cock? Was,
balls. Like a sack.
Jamie Lee Curtis has a cock.
Jamie Lee Curtis swings a dong. Dongs.
The donger.
Bulging cock of throb. Knobs of cocking. Throb cock. cock knobber, butt fuckers, testicle tickling,
testicles,
pipe fitters.
Yeah, my balls stuck to the flagpole.
Don't touch my taint.
Jesus had a boner?
Boners. Jesus does not have boners.
Boner.
Boner sandwich? Oh, okay.
The power of Christ compels your boner.
Well, only if you've got two, at least, maybe three boners.
Mexican?
Homo.
Because Jesus was gay.
Homo blasting.
I am fisting you.
Fisting. Yeah, it's like you're wearing two assholes on each fist and you're boxing with them.
Boxing dicks?
It's like fisting a dick. Fist ass.
Put shit in your dick.
Dick boxing.
Shit dick.
Shit dick.
Pubes.
If you're shitting a dick, I suppose. Dicks with shit.
Shit on his face?
I have mine done like Ryan Seacrest's hair.
Oh, face fuckers.
I only shit on his chest.
Rusty trombone.
Dirty Sanchez.
Like a hot Carl.
Fucking balls.
Dirty Sanchez. Alligator fuckhouse.
Then what's the fucking point?
Alligator fuckhouse?
Shit cunt. Fuck cock titties. Cocksucker.
Barbra Streisand.
Every curse ever.
Fuck.
In Hijinks Ensue. Fuck sums it up. And what else are we doing here? Okay, so mail sack. Let me pull up these questions. First off, apparently when Josh was gone, which is something that I have no control of, Drunkenstein over here just can't wake up some days. There was a question that I didn't ask right.
Drunkenstein.
Drunkenstein. Fire bad. Sunlight bad. Drunkenstein hates.
Yeah,
shine.
Whatever. Quit making fun of me. Just ask the fucking
question. No, I can't. Quit making fun of you. That's something that can't be done.
Wrong.
Let's see if I can find his question. It was the question about homo video games.
What?
That apparently was addressed specifically to you.
Oh, I thought I answered that last
week. No, I asked it wrong, and so we answered it wrong.
Oh, I never finished listening to the podcast last week because I accidentally clicked a link that made the page go somewhere else, and I didn't feel like
going
back.
And then you lost. Then you trailed off like a kid looking at
just
keys.
Like, whatever. Something like that.
Huh, shiny? What?
So what was the question?
I'm trying to find it. I can't find it. There's too much shits on my website. God damn it. Oh, I think this is it. Let's see. I'll do a search for the word homo.
Oh.
Here it is. I got it. So here's the question. Okay, I'll let you answer this since I answered it for you. First off, this is from Wad Mossy. Josh, how the fuck are you ranked as high you are in Guitar Hero 3 with fingers that short?
Go.
My answer was that they are sausages of fury.
That's not far from the truth.
What is the truth?
Crackling bacon.
Little bacon sausages.
I can't even think of a funny answer to this.
No, I want to know the truth. How do you have such manual dexterity?
Because my dad taught me to type at a young age. I don't know.
But it's as if I were to cut all my fingers off at the first knuckle.
You know what? You should post video of me playing the piano.
I should.
Because
it's hilarious.
That is it's terrifying.
My friend Tom Brislin, who's in an awesome band called Spiraling, spiraling.net. Has an album coming out soon. .net. .net.com. Org. Edu. Has finger... He's a great piano player.
.gov.
He actually plays piano for Meatloaf, which is pretty cool. But his fingers are like 16 miles long each. And he can play from across the room. And then by contrast, Josh has these midget Vienna sausages. But he actually plays piano. It's so funny. What we say one time, it was like... It's like when you watch the Special Olympics, it's like, even though they're succeeding, they're still retarded.
Yeah.
Shut up!
And it's like, Josh plays piano in spite of his handicap.
It's really inspiring. We should film it.
It kind of is inspiring.
I could save the world with these sausages.
Yeah, I'm sure you
in
could.
The arms
okay, so his second question.
An in the arms of an
and also, I'm just fucking badass Guitar Hero. It's only four buttons. Like, I don't need to move my hands for four buttons.
But
five.
But on a piano, when there's like a big chord, okay, I have gigantic hands, and on a guitar, I can reach like 11 frets, like when I'm playing a really complicated something, right? I can sit at a piano and make noise, but I'm not very good, but I have a reach to do like hard chords. It's not possible. Like, Josh bends space-time to play things where the pinky has to be more than three keys away from the thumb. It's ridiculous.
I have a reach of exactly one octave on the piano and no more.
Right, which
it's
is funny,
really
too, because when he plays octave chords, all he has to do is stretch his hand as far as it'll go.
Yeah, it's totally easy to play octaves. It's like, sweet, yeah, awesome.
Bling, blong, bling, blong, blong.
So and anyway. Anything further than that, I have to roll really quickly. Right. And I'm really good at
you
it.
You suck. And, So the question about gay games, as a game industry insider, what does, he says you're going to understand this.
Okay.
What does the dichotomy of blatant homoeroticism on some gaming-specific websites, he says he's referring to one in particular, and frothing homophobia during online play, XBL, look like? I don't get either mindset and have often wondered what people working on games think of that social dynamic. P.S. This is where he says, please stop making World War II games. P.P.S. How stoked are you to be working on the Aliens franchise? No. Neither of you are working on that.
No.
Okay.
And so I get to look at it from across the hall, though.
Yeah.
There's some
yeah.
cool shit going on over there.
Yeah.
And
I'm supposed to be in that.
We're actually going to take the World War II game further.
Yeah, you should stop.
Actually, yeah, we are.
We're going to go to Berlin, and
you
then we're going to go.
That, can you?
Then we're going to blow up the moon. Like
World
in
War
the game.
II on the moon.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to invade. It's going to be Normandy on the moon.
So anyway, do you know what he's
just
talking about?
That.
He what? Says it's one particular. Okay. Jesus.
Is he a Shacker? Is he talking about I Love the Cock?
He's got to be talking about Shaq News then.
I don't know.
Because he says you're going to know what he's talking about.
What is the guy's name?
Wad Mossy?
I don't even know if he's on Shaq or not. I guess I'm looking at Shaq so I could look.
He's not talking about gay gamers.
Well,
because that's a gay website.
I never read
I mean,
gay
that's
gamer,
why it's gay, because
anyway.
It's gay.
Right.
No, he's saying there's blatant homoeroticism on gaming-specific websites, but then also homophobia within the gaming community. I don't know how to answer that. Does that make any sense to you?
No.
Everyone on Xbox Live is like 12 years old.
Email
faggot is like the coolest thing
so
you can possibly say.
Right.
But the internet is run by people older than 12, but it's visited by people that are only 12.
Only 12.
Right.
Sure. So. When you log into Xbox Live, it's like, here are some suggested words. Faggot. Pwned.
Ass
fag. Fag.
Yeah.
Fagzor. Bags.
Could be in a
shitting cunt stain.
Stop it. Yeah, there's like a little dialogue box you can pull up that picks a phrase and they all start with fag.
Yeah. Like, that's why I don't play Xbox Live unless I'm like, Josh, I'm gonna be on. You need to get
don't
on.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, and then
pretty
we
much.
Just connect directly because
Tetris.
I don't wanna hear every time I join like a Gears of War or something like that, it's just like, what the fuck, fag. Fag.
Although to be
Rent
honest,
your mom fag.
Y'all a bunch of fags. Man, I'm tired of this fag game. And I'm just like, what?
To be honest, though, I still call people faggots online, and I giggle on the inside a little bit every time I do.
You die on the inside a little bit every time.
No, I'm already dead on the inside.
I don't know.
So
it's old. It's old.
I hope that answers your question, because I still don't understand the question.
It's old. Everybody needs
if
to
you can
give
reply,
it up.
Because I'm neither a gamer nor gay.
Reply in the comments and let me know exactly which website you're talking about.
Yeah, but do it in the more recent, because I had a hard time finding this post. So
yeah.
Okay, on to actual mail sack.
I'm sorry that wasn't very insightful.
Yeah, we're not good at this.
Faggot.
fag. Wrong. Okay, so I don't know if we're going to talk to George Lucas or not, because we're running pretty long. But the plan was that we were going to have George Lucas call in and tell us what he would rename
movies
to.
Well, that motherfucker's going to have to wait.
Well, let's bump him to next week.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Lucas gets bumped to next week, but I was going to have him rename movies because he's so good at adding words to movie titles. But we might still talk to the Pope. I don't know. I forgot to mention that at the top of the thing, that the Pope's supposed to call in. But he might get bumped, too.
I'm sorry. Are you actually playing The Wing covering AC/DC there in the background?
Yeah.
I just realized what that was.
No, this is Eli's favorite song now.
God, I hate you.
Let's see. You know, this isn't a question, but one of the readers, Zach, said he actually sent a letter to the Pope. Asking if once you got to heaven, if you weren't a retard anymore, once you got to heaven,
no, we covered that.
That's right. You, Jesus
my grandma still has
diabetes. Retards are retards.
Yeah.
Right.
You are what you are.
Pirates have one leg.
She is still sleepy in the Lord's presence.
Right. So everybody, live it up now.
Hey God, I'm so sleepy.
It might be kind of cool. You might want to rip off.
And
your
Jesus
arm
is like, somebody get that bitch
down.
A pillow.
Yeah.
A sleeping bag to carry around.
My
I'm sick of this
not
shit.
A bitch.
I didn't say she was. Maybe Jesus thinks she is, but I didn't say she was.
My grandma is a very nice lady.
How do you know how she's matured since she's been in heaven?
I don't know. I guess that D&D maybe made her pretty.
Maybe she's hardcore now.
Yeah,
she's calling everybody a fag.
Yeah. like every time they roll, come on, roll, fag.
They're like, what's up? What's up, Abuelita? And she's like, shut up, fags.
Somebody gonna roll this shit or what? Come on.
Roll, noobs.
What is his grandmother's name again?
Well, abuelita means grandmother.
Oh.
That's what we call
it. It's that place where we eat?
Abuelos? That's abuelos. Abuelos, grandfather.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that means? I thought that was Spanish for pedophile.
Yeah, no. He's actually been calling the police, telling people that he knows of abuelos, and they're like, right, we eat there too.
Yeah, it's not bad. Their cheese is quite delicious.
Okay, so question from Eddie. Let's say in a perfect world in some distant reality they decide to bring back Clone High for a second season, possibly more.
Never happened.
If you were chosen to write the first episode, how would you bring it back from the tragedy that was the freezer incident?
Ooh.
I think we're talking about, what was it, the prom?
Yeah, prom and the meat locker.
No, but what's the title of it? There's three titles. The prom, the something.
Whatever, I can find out.
Anyway, yeah, so JFK and Joan wake up fucking, or we see them fucking in the meat locker. How would we come back? She gets up and JFK spooges all over the whole cast. The end.
I don't think that's how it happened.
Bora fucking.
I would have him immediately get shot in the back of the head. Actually.
By the clone of Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would start up the season just like on the ultimate counter cliffhanger.
Wow.
So as soon as they unthaw, it's like boom. Back and to the left.
Oh, that's so bad.
And then the whole season, the whole second season is
that's
all
the
about
mystery.
Yeah, it's
who
the mystery of like the whole thing.
Clones of Jack Ruby and clones of Lee Harvey Oswald and clones of Fidel Castro.
That I would totally mix it all in. They'd be like
that
the
wins.
They'd be like the bullies of the school, or they'd be at the other school, and it turns out to be like a school rivalry thing. Like,
well, you know the diner they ate at was the Grassy Knoll.
Yeah. There you go. So part of
it's nothing bad
written.
Ever happened to the Kennedys.
We're not accustomed to tragedy. He does sound like Edith. Oh, Archie.
But yeah, that's exactly how I would do it.
I got shot in the brain.
That's
kind of
like my idea for, what was it? Aqua Teen Hunger Force, the game.
Oh my God.
What was that?
We wrote out a whole design doc for that.
I don't know if we can actually talk about that.
Because it might get made?
No,
well, no
it already got made by somebody else and it was shitty.
They made Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Okay, just, I guess really quick.
This is such a bad
idea. We're doing the mail sack.
Okay, hey.
Is it terrible?
Well, no. All I'm saying is I had an idea for a game.
Yes.
It's going to be Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And the game would be, is you have to fly to the moon. No, you have to fly to the sun. And you have to drill into the center of the sun and blow it up. Because the sun is going to collide into the earth.
Okay.
So we take our top crack team of drillers.
Which
on
is
the Aqua
Teen Hunger Force?
Which is partly Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And you use like this hard drive that spins so fast to go back in time. To fly to the sun, to the center's core. And then you blow up the sun from the inside.
Sure.
And then the game ends when a black hole forms and sucks in all of the galaxy.
There you go.
And the end.
But they didn't use your idea.
No.
Okay. This comes from Ro, longtime listener, first time poster. Long time, first time. Question.
Hey-o.
I was listening to the podcast mostly at work. I work at a toy store chain. So partly.
Whoa, what?
I'm guessing either KB or Toys R Us, but I'm sure you can't say.
How the hell are you listening to that?
On an iPod. If you're like stocking or something in the back, you just rock your iPod.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't know what they're doing.
Rock it.
Rock on.
Rock on. Rock on. So partly that I had this question. Do you guys have any favorite toys from your childhood? Toys that you'd like to see make a comeback? Toys that you're wondering how the hell or what the hell they were smoking when they thought them up?
I got a couple.
I wasn't allowed to have toys as a child. If they promoted violence, which was pretty much every toy.
Are you serious? Because I had part of that.
I like Transformers and G.I. Joes and shit. They were not allowed.
I was only allowed hypocrisy.
What?
So I was not allowed to have toys that my mother viewed as violent.
Okay.
G.I. Joe's she did not view as violent. Ninja Turtles, however, she did. And then one day, also because they were ugly.
What?
She didn't want me to have any toys that were ugly.
Wow.
And I remember having this conversation with her one time. I said, Mom, they're ugly because they're mutants. It says so right in the title. They can't help it. I was like six. Like, you don't understand the mythology behind them. They're mutants. That's why they're ugly. They can't help it. They're turtles. Eventually, I won and got some.
Nice. Yeah, it's actually, I used to watch the Saturday morning cartoon, and then after about a season of that, it was no longer allowed.
Sure.
I've got a great story.
They were also the least violent of all anything. They never hurt anyone. They just jumped.
But they fucking did karate, and my dad viewed that as violent.
So here's a story about KBs. Because, okay, one of the toys I did like were those die-cast metal airplanes.
Okay.
I was like...
You really were a Mexican impoverished.
Well, I'm about to... I'm about to explain how I was very Mexican.
Dirt
so,
cookie.
Those things were about $2 a pop, $2.99. And, of course, $2.99 is a lot of money, like, in the 80s.
That'll feed a family for a week.
So,
from Taco Bell.
I got a razor blade and determined that stealing would actually be the best way to go around this. So
excellent.
I would go to KB Toys and run a razor blade on the back of, but between like the plastic and the cardboard.
Sure.
And then, you know, these are airplanes that are about, you know, palm size.
Yeah.
So I take those and shove them in my pocket and then take off. I got caught stealing once.
And you cut the guy with the razor blade. You're like, I cut you, S.A.
Yeah. Yeah, because I guess they finally caught on when I was, like, coming in with the button shirt at the very top and the white wife beater underneath.
Yeah.
Nice.
Only buttoned at the top.
And I was like 9 or 10.
And a blue bandana.
Yeah. So they caught me stealing, and they called the cops, and the cop comes in, and the manager guy's there.
Wait,
at
how
KB
hard
Toys.
Were you crying?
Oh yeah, it wasn't that bad because they were like,
Grandma,
shut up,
stolen me.
They were like, shut up, we caught you, and I was like, okay, yeah, you did.
What could they do to you? Because you know that even if you didn't get punished,
well,
when you get home, they're going to put you back in the field.
Right? They threatened to call my parents, or I go get the money for the toys that I stole.
Well, that's complicated.
And I was not allowed to come back into the store.
So you mug a guy and get the money and bring it back? It's
bloody. I ran home and like scrounged up all the change I could get. Like I needed to get like $4.
Why did you even come back? They don't even know who you are.
Well, because there was only one mall like in all of where I grew up.
Oh.
So I
your
had
mom's
to
like,
be able to go back
your
to
your mom's like, Eli, you've been very good boy. We're going to take you to KB. And you're like, I can't go to KB.
That actually did happen like right afterwards where I was like, and they were like, we're going to buy you a toy. And I was like, I don't
want
to go. I don't need toys.
I want
toys
vegetables.
Are dumb.
I want vegetables.
Yeah.
Toys
can I get
kids.
Some asparagus and some some
can
spinach?
Can you get me a lawnmower?
Yeah. Oh, I
want
to do some
I
yard
want a
work.
Weed eater.
Well, they're like, well, no, you get a weed eater. I mean, you got to get a job.
Damn. No, but anyway, yeah.
Can
so
I have some shingles?
That was my KB toy story. But yeah, there was one game that I loved at KB's. It was called Catapults. Crossbows and catapults. I think they still make that now.
Did you
that
only
sounds
use
really
off-brand
dangerous.
Toys?
Yeah, he was highly
dangerous.
He's like,
dangerous. I love this one game. It was called Ball of Nails.
Yeah. It was called Tape and Nails.
I love this game.
You get a bunch of tape and some nails.
It was called Rusty Saw Blades.
Yeah, and Chipped Glass. Well, the chip class was the add-on pack. You had to buy that separately.
That was another dollar. That was
no.
Expensive.
I loved
actually
it.
Eli's the games Eli bought from KB were like that scene from that kickboxing movie where you dip your hands in glue, and then you dip it in glass and dip it in barbed wire,
and then chicken feathers,
and then they fight,
No, there was crossbows and catapults. And if this guy's listening, I think that toy still exists, but they changed it to make it safe.
Crossbows and marshmallows.
Crossbows and
well,
catapults.
It wasn't a problem until white kids started losing eyes.
And Legos, obviously.
Sure.
Oh, I had shitloads of Legos.
I used to take apart remote control cars and then use them to make my Legos like automated.
Oh,
that's pretty smart.
And
then they came out with Mindstorms.
Did you come up
necessary.
With that idea all on your own, or like?
My dad was an electrician.
No. Oh, okay.
Because that's what we do.
Right.
I had constructs. I had Legos, but I like Constructs a lot more.
What is it, Constructs or Connects? I'm getting
Connects is came after Constructs. They were similar. They were basically long pieces with connector elbows, but Constructs were different. And so if I didn't have a toy that I wanted, I'd build it out of Constructs.
Yeah. I used to make Klingon Birds of Prey out of Legos.
I made the NCC 1701D out of Connects.
Nice. No, okay.
A complete, accurate, like awesome model of it.
Then I had about an 18-inch wingspan bird of prey that I made for myself.
My,
I was very proud
most
of that.
My Toy Story experience
was pretty
Walmart
cool too,
because Walmart had the cheap version of what KB's had. So we go to KB's, get tortured.
Action Rangers.
Yeah, you go to KB's and be like, I want that, and they're like, it's too expensive, and you're like, oh. But then you go to like Walmart to change a tire, and then you're like, I want that. They're like, that's like half the price.
Yeah.
You're like, but it's not the real thing.
Yeah.
Like they had G.I. Joes, but they were like G.I. Johns.
Yeah.
Or
G.I. Fred.
Yeah.
G.I. Juan.
Or G.I.s. or something. Yeah.
G.I. Juarez.
And like everything was like red or bright blue and it was shitty plastic. But it
like they only painted the face just a little bit.
Yeah.
My all-time ultimate toys were certainly G.I. Joes. I have a huge collection, which I still have in the garage right now. Ninja Turtles, which I still have. Constructs, Connects, anything you could build with. I had the whole first generation of Marvel characters that weren't very good. Like, they used, like, the same body mold for every guy and put a different head on him and painted it different. But, like, Wolverine had pop-out claws, but they were stuck together, and so it was balls. And Storm had a light-up chest with lightning.
I remember that.
Cyclops' eyes lit up, but you couldn't change the battery, so once it died, it was dead forever. Yeah,
well, didn't Storm have a little button on her back that you push in, and it would spin the thing inside, and it's like, it's flashing.
No, it just lit up. It was just
See, we're from a slightly different generation, because I played with more of the... Like, we had the Hulk... Or, like, Hulk Hogan.
Eli played with Raggedy Ann.
No, like, they had...
Dirt Cakes.
They had, like, Hulk Hogan, but he was, it was just a rubber guy like this.
Like, Eli talks like he's a fucking little rascal. It's like, yeah, we kicked a can down the street, and then we rolled an old barrel ring with a stick.
Yeah, I came running...
One time for Christmas, Mom got me a sock monkey.
Yeah, I come running out with
like, it was the best Christmas ever.
He's like, shut up.
Yeah, I come running out to play with the kids, but wearing overall barrel, you know, like... Hey guys, mind if we slap the ball stick around?
What was your the ball
I got a bike
stick
for Christmas, but it was already rusted. Like, yay!
You know, Eli got one of those big wheel bikes from the 20s, the giant front wheel,
like the 6 foot wheel. Yes.
Oh, speaking of toys,
but you had to climb a ladder to get on.
Well, you're required to have a mustache to ride that. But Eli he had was a, seven, so he already had like
and
the whole
Mexican
handlebar.
Yeah, so he had a handlebar waxed at the ends.
Yeah.
And a Tommy gun, apparently. Yeah.
No, I
don't
remember.
Like a dream.
Speaking of the big thing.
Wait,
the,
this is our new bit. Eli gets older and older and older, so eventually he's going to be like, nah, for Christmas I got one of Da Vinci's flying machines, the one with the whirly bird on top.
I threw it out the window. Yeah. It was neat watching it go down. It was swell. But no. Okay, growing up, talking about the big wheel, I had one of those tricycles. Like, the tricycle big wheels, like with the big wheel in the front and the two little wheels.
Yeah, that's why they're called big wheel.
Right.
Okay. They're just called big wheels.
Okay, sure. But I had the cheap version yet again.
Oh, so you had like...
But it was the Knight Rider
large
version.
Large wheel?
You had like the grande wheel?
Yeah. El grande wheel.
El grande wheel. Wheel es grande.
From Kalinko or whatever. But it was the Knight Rider version and it had a little handbrake. So you'd be, like, hauling ass, like, you know, you're pedaling, and then you pull up the brake, and it allows you to, like, yeah, it allows you to, like, like 180 all the way.
You could power slide on a fucking big, I didn't have
that. And it got weird.
I had fucking shitty tassels hanging
off mine. Me and my brothers wore that thing down to the one point where I'm, like, hauling ass, and I pull up on the handbrake, and it basically went inside the plastic.
Of the wheel.
Yeah, and then the whole thing just, like flipped over, so
end
I'm just
over
I'm just going down the street, you know.
Nice.
And but it's like
just traffic.
Yeah, I'm expecting like a big like a big fucking like fishtail like sort of maneuver.
Yeah, under a car.
Yeah,
under
maneuver.
A bus.
And I'm like, and I pull up the handbrake. It's like, and it's
I had speaking of toys.
Yeah, we like toys.
I had a bunch of toys. Okay, he wants to know toys that we can't believe ever got made. I always thought it was weird when cartoons would come out specifically, I mean, all of them were, but specifically just to sell the toy. I mean, that's what Transformers was. But
that's
like
what
really,
Mask was.
Really obvious ones, like Mask, though, like really, really obvious ones that it was like when the guy would get a new thing, like the toy would be on the shelf like the next day. So he's like, my vehicle just got an awesome upgrade that I had to purchase for $4.99. Like, check it out. Oh, we just got an awesome new battle station. I wonder if the kids want it. But I had this weird off-brand that I thought was so fucking cool. I was like 11. It came from Target. And it was these jets. And it was three guys that wore jetpacks. And their jetpacks formed together to make like an F-14. Okay, so they were off-brand. Nobody else had them. They weren't popular. They didn't have a cartoon. I got the front guy and the back right guy.
The pitcher and the catcher.
Yeah. And the back left guy, we could never find him. So I ended up with this, like, retarded, hobbled, wobbly jet that, like, didn't have a side or whatever. And I eventually put him in a shoebox and put him in the closet. I was like, I can never play with these again.
Yeah.
The only thing
you had that shit, I got to play with Jenga.
Jenga?
Jenga.
That's not a toy.
That's kind of, it's like a board game without a board.
Is that why nerds buy toys later on in life? Because they didn't get them when they were kids?
Pretty much.
Probably.
Well, because we wanted the cool shit and we still know what we wanted. And I still want it.
Damn it. You know, it's funny. If I can have that now, my childhood then would have been so much better.
You know what we could, what's funny is the way KB changed. I don't know if anyone else had the same experience, but
they're closing a lot of them.
The KB in Beaumont eventually became the place to go to find, KB never got rid of their stock. So they would just get more stuff, but never get rid of old stuff. So if it was like the end of the 90s, but you wanted like a Sergeant Slaughter action figure from like 1988, it was still there. RKB was like this relic of like Temple of Doom. Like
it was just the big warehouse, like the big aisles. Yeah. There's like a big matte painting of like aisles and aisles going into the depth of depthness.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so that question was large.
Good question.
Good question, Calder. Good question. This is more questions for Lucas. Again, I guess we're about to bump Lucas. Sorry, George.
One ping, basically.
Aaron says, to all on the podcast, in light of the Zune guy's madness, what is the one name you wouldn't mind having yours changed to? Product, place, film, TV show, comic, etc.
Wait, what? Josh just sent me something.
What brand would you change your name to and like get tattooed all over your body?
And it can't be Apple. I'm going to disallow
Eli. Eli
that
would
right
be Red
now.
October.
I would change my name to Magnum Condoms.
You change your name
just
to like,
just so your name's Magnum.
Yeah.
What's up, Mag?
Yeah.
Eli, stop reading links that
no,
Josh
no,
is sending
I'm
you.
Thinking. I'm thinking. I'm thinking. Yeah. Right now, I'm really big into Delia's Catch.
What is that?
The Discovery
Dude,
Show.
Whatever. Change your name to Bimbo Bread.
It's not called Deadly. Is it called Deadliest Catch?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'd change your name to Crab Man?
Maybe.
Crabs McGee.
Lobster Claw.
Crabs McGee.
Crabs.
Crabs. So we got Magnum and Crabs.
You've got Crabs.
Ass Face.
Ass Face. Yeah, so I'd probably change
my
name to...
Some sort of PC novelty candle.
So you're a crime-fighting duo named Magnum and Crabs.
Yeah.
I am...
Or Iron Chef.
What brand do I support the most? Eli, your name would be Barbecue Lay's.
Yeah, I would change my name to Barbecue Lay's. That's actually not bad. What's up, Barbecue Lay's?
What's up, BBQ? Where's your friend Magnum?
BBL.
Where's your friend Magnum?
Magnum.
I'm out
still asleep.
Action.
Yeah.
Magnum's out of commission.
Magnum
got really fucked up.
I don't know.
Night.
I like sandwiches.
What?
Quiznos?
No, just like sandwiches in general. I love sandwiches. I'd be sandwiches.
No, but it has to be a brand product. Name. You have to choose like Quiznos or
no, because I don't like those. I would
fucking
just be, I'd be the concept
corner
of,
bakery.
No, the concept
change your name
of sandwiches.
To corner bakery.
The concept of sandwiches is the brand that I support.
That is
putting
such a
meat.
Fucking shitty cop out answer.
What are you supporting the farmers?
I don't know, man.
Dude, fuck the farmers.
Yeah, dude, come on.
Farmers never did shit for anybody.
I don't know. What brands do I endorse?
Farms.
Wait, Lubies?
Asparagus. Josh would be Luby's McGee. Luby's McScooby. His name would be Chopsteak.
You can run with the sandwich thing, but you have to narrow it down.
Your name is Chopsteak.
Fucking change your name to Oscar Mayer or something. I don't
know.
Or Mrs. Baird's. You're now Mrs. Baird's.
Okay. I'll be
Mr. Baird's.
Actually, I
no,
eat Nature's
Mrs.
Own.
Baird's.
I eat Nature's Own, so my name would be Nature's Own Bread. That's horrible.
That's not even funny.
Natural. I thought it was Natural Zone.
No,
it's Nature Zone. You can't read in English.
No, I can't.
I
just look at the start.
I hire a lot of Mexicans. I support Mexico. You could call me that, Mexico.
We'll call you Mexican McGee.
They're not a brand yet.
Oh, like American McGee, but Mexican McGee?
Right.
Eli, that's who you should be. You should start a rival game development company called Mexican McGee, and all your games are shit. They're shitty knockoffs.
No, actually, my games would have to be good then.
Oh. Never mind. Next. I don't know. Next question. Josh, do you hit the clubs often? And if so, do you have any particular songs you like? Because I had the random urge to make a kind of gay club playlist.
Oh, no.
Just stuff you can really dance to. This is a serious question. It's from Vic. It's either from Vic or from VLC. I can't tell what that says.
Okay, every once in a while, because that's not my normal...
You're not a
M-O.
Club. You're not a club hopper, are you?
No,
you are.
Well, it's actually they shut down the Throckmorton Mining Company which is actually the name of the place that I used to go dancing here in Dallas.
Throckmorton.
Yeah, it's actually on Throckmorton down in Oaklawn. That's why it's called that.
But I don't get the mining reference.
Spelunking? Think about it.
I just don't understand.
I'm going to let you think about it.
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Keep thinking.
Does it have a history of... I'll keep thinking about it. So anyway.
So the...
What was your jam?
The saddest thing, though, is that where I get most of my dancey pop is from my straight friends.
From Mikey?
Mostly from Mikey.
I could... So you don't even have to tell me that.
Driving over here today, I was blasting Justin Timberlake in my car. Like,
which one? Sexy Back?
Yes. Well, no, not that one song.
Okay,
that song
so give
is
him...
so played out, but the whole rest of that album is
fantastic.
But
you've been to the club, so give him the gay club playlist.
Oh, God.
Share.
Well, yeah. Sure.
What's the jam?
I don't.
You're exposed to this. Come on.
Okay. Whenever we go clubbing in Minneapolis, we would go to Ground Zero,
sure.
Which was not a gay club. It was the emo goth club,
no.
And they didn't care about gay people being there because there was no gay dance club.
Goodness,
that wasn't all coked out and twinky.
Coked out and twinky. Go ahead.
So it was all Depeche Mode, like all the time, and then maybe Marilyn Manson.
You've not answered his question
because
correctly.
I can't.
Okay,
because I seriously like Justin Timberlake is all that I listen to today, and that's
Justin
all I got.
Justin Timberlake is all Dude. That I listen to. That's destroying
fucking,
any cred as a music
love
lover
JT
that
so
I've
much.
Ever had.
But it totally makes me a fag, so it's cool.
Okay.
What is this? Oh, God, no, why?
I don't know. I'm just trying to help out the question here.
Is this George?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so John Dark says, just met Jonathan Colton yesterday. With
Sweet.
That in mind, what's your favorite Joko song or songs, top three, take your time? Follow up, do any of you have an L.A. face with an Oakland booty? Josh has the booty
yes.
portion.
I have the Oakland gut.
Yeah, Josh has got kind of like a Sacramento face with an Oakland belly.
I kind of look pregnant in the right lighting.
Right. LA face with the Oakland belly.
That's not funny. Wait
a minute. Didn't we talk about you giving birth like underwater the other day?
Who?
Josh.
Oh, it was going to be a natural.
There.
Oh, where was this?
You were going to have your gut baby as a natural underwater birth?
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to do it in
your
a little
beer baby?
Yeah, we were going to do it in a little kiddie pool.
Yeah. It was
whatever.
All natural. Whoa, no drugs.
I can answer
I don't want to do anything to harm the child.
I can smoking pot, like natural drugs.
Yeah.
Right. Natural. Yeah, that's not artificial.
I can answer this question.
That's from Mother Nature.
For John. My favorite Joko song is You Ruined Everything, because until you have a kid, that song is having a kid. Just, I don't know. I don't want to get all sappy. But that's exactly the perfect song for that experience. That I really dig Octopus is a good song. And what else am I listening to a lot? Oh, First of May. I'm going to play that real quick. And you know what? We're even allowed to. Of all the stuff that we play on here that we're not allowed to play, we're allowed to play this. First of May is like the dope jam. Do you know this one?
I don't think so.
It's actually a really good song. I'll stop talking when it gets to the part that you need to hear. Let's see. Let's see if it's audible. I'm sure it is. So anyway, those are mine. Josh, do you listen to a lot of Colton? Do you have any favorites?
Not a whole lot.
I'm sorry.
I went to the show. It was awesome. And then you never gave me the MP3s.
Well, that's because I'd ask you to buy them from him.
What are the odds of that?
You can listen to all of them full length on his... And if you're really a dickhole, you can download them with a Firefox plugin. I mean... It's the full MP3.
Nice.
But
there's that one from Portal, but that's...
Yeah, oh,
that
yeah.
That song is, like, way overplayed.
Yeah, well,
I'm so
listen to this.
Tired of it.
Still
now.
Good.
Listen to this part.
Oh, I remember this from the show. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, outdoor fucking.
Show of hands, who's done that?
What was the question?
Poor Eli. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't see Denise's hand for that one. Denise is not raising her hand.
That's unfortunate.
Raising my hand. What happened? I was doing something.
Fucking outside.
Entertaining
the world, as it were.
Right, sure. Yeah.
This comes from Demia Kumu. Can never say that right. My PC recently died. Rest in peace. So I'm considering migrating to a Mac.
Do it.
Anything I need to know that will further sell me?
You will not regret it.
Do you ever, I don't know.
The first 3 weeks, you're going to hate yourself.
If you're into music, GarageBand is worth it alone.
That's true. GarageBand makes
the podcast a reality.
Not only that, because honestly, it's probably not the best podcasting software, but as being able to sit down and record a guitar and have it sound like a guitar and record vocals and have it sound like vocals and actually have it, like, if you're into making music, it's a great tool. It's
even if you're not into making music, like, it's
fucking
got,
around.
It's got shit to just fuck around with, and yeah, it's fun.
It's easy to do. The Mac migration was the end of a, like, 10-year battle of forcing my PC to do what I needed it to do, and then I opened my Mac and it already did all the things that I asked it to do. I was like, God, oh, I'm gonna have to fuck with... Oh no, it just does it.
Yep. Yeah.
So
first 3 weeks are gonna be awful, and then you'll wonder how you
ever did
anything.
It will be awful. It's gonna just require some.
It depends on how hardcore a PC user you were before.
You gotta think of it like it's like
going to a new religion.
No, it's like you grew up with like a spike in your dick.
Yeah.
And it's the only thing you've ever known, so it's comfortable. And then somebody rips it out one day, and you're like, ah, my dick spike! And I mean, like, inserted in.
Right, they're like, you really didn't need that there.
Like, with a barb on the end. And they're like, no, it's better without it. And you're like, no, I need my dick spike! And they're like, but now your dick works. And you're like, oh!
So it's not supposed to be shooting everywhere?
No,
shooting back in my face?
Yeah.
Like, no, the stream goes forward.
No, it works great. So anyway, it's kind of like that.
Yeah. So do it.
So by dick spike, you mean sounding rod.
And don't
what you've described.
Don't buy
Don't give me all your fucking terminology, man. Every time I say something that I just made up that's the worst shit ever, Josh has a name for it and like a website.
Yeah, it's on Urban Dictionary.
I'm like, no, that's like if you put a live chicken egg in your ass and incubated it and then let the chicken hatch and then crawl out your asshole. That's like, no, that's called a Crazy Harry. And you're like, no!
No, that's a full cloaca.
Yes, did you just drop a clutch of eggs?
What do you suppose the survival rate is of those?
Hey, it's me, Cloverfield.
Can't be very high. No. 10%?
And my eggs, I gotta go.
Oh.
Lay eggs in your belly.
Just laying eggs in your belly, bro. Cloverfield, back off, dude. Just laying eggs in your belly, bro. Come on.
Totally shat in
so
that mountain.
When birds do lay eggs, mm-hmm, it is possible for them to distend their vagina outside of their
cloaca. What are you talking about?
Dude, Wikipedia, man.
Discovery Channel.
So once this happens, they have a high probability of dying because other birds will begin to eat it.
Hush! Oh my God!
Denise is broken.
Birds are broken.
That's I found gross. That on Wikipedia last week. I don't know how I got there, but it was horrible.
No more bird vaginas.
Oh, next Jesus. Question. That was actually the last. The next question is for Lucas, and I'm sorry, we have to bump
true story.
Him. He's not here. This is funny, though. He said, make Lucas rename the Mel Gibson version of Hamlet. That movie's fucking hilarious because you can't take Mel Gibson seriously, and you keep expecting him to call Claudius a kike. That's so bad.
I was in Hamlet in high school.
I just read it. Did you call anybody, accuse anyone of being a Jew?
No. But I did play Claudius.
Oh, my God. Mel Gibson. You Jew hater. We don't support hating Jews on the Hijinx Soup podcast.
Wait, not out loud, anyway.
No.
Do we know any Jews?
You used to live with one, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I always forget about David the Jew.
I've been mistaken for a Jew. And we discussed
and
this.
An
like
Asian.
A Mexican
and,
Jew?
And an Asian.
I could see you being like a big Samoan dude. Like
I've been mistaken for a Pacific Islander, a Samoan.
Anything a shade darker than beige, they're like, "What are you like a black guy?"
Are you?
No, I'm just
are
not
you
white.
Mediterranean or what?
Yeah.
That's what it is, though. It's called white blindness. It's where white people, once you're not white, they have no idea what you are.
Yep.
Are you?
What are you, Denise?
Are you a Neptunian?
Are you from this planet?
Are you Pluto? Is your skin green? That's brown, slightly brown.
Are you from Alpha Centauri like that one guy from The Last Starfighter?
Hey, no. But Denise, I'm just going to throw this out there. You have deceptive characteristics. You do. Your whole region does.
Deceptive cons.
They're deceptive cons.
I don't know if that was racist or
not. It's true. Because if you look it up,
It's not racist. It's true.
Look, no.
It's true.
It's true. Because if this you look the up the Philippines, there is an equal like descent genealogy of Hispanic and Asian.
Okay.
So you can't tell. That's all I'm saying.
Crustaceans?
Yeah.
Asianic? I'm trying to mix those. And
so when I was writing hate speech on Denise's garage door with spray paint, I wrote, go back to Mexico, and then it didn't make any sense.
No, just go back to Mexico, you Asian whore. Like, that works.
Wow.
That'll fill up the whole garage.
Well, you can see where I crossed out China. I crossed out go back to China.
She walks outside it's like and just Donnie puts Darko. Her bags down like, I don't know where to go.
We're sitting, we're sitting out there all night, and I'm like, China? And Josh is like, I don't think so.
I can't.
Japan?
No.
Actual Spain? Like where Spaniards come from? No.
Spaniard.
Maybe she's Portuguese. I don't know.
Go back to Portugal,
bitch.
Jew. You just got to get it all in there. Cover all your bases for racism and hatred.
But we love Denise.
You're welcome.
In spite of her country.
No,
because
Denise caused me to learn, though. She forced me to be educated about something I didn't want to. Because I was like, one time I was like, look, I'm having a really hard time hating you. Where are you from? Just so I can get my shit straight.
Right.
And she's like, the Philippines. And I was like, fuck. I was like, I did a report on the Philippines in fourth grade. This is true. And I was like, I don't fucking remember anything about it. So I read the entire Wikipedia entry on the Philippines. And I was like, whoa, your chief export's like modular furniture or something. And she was like, yeah, duh.
It's not like pot or something? Or
no, they don't do any of that.
I don't know anything about the
opium.
Also, their food's crazy. Their food is like equal mixtures Asian and Hispanic. And so it comes out like Hispasian.
So
they eat eggs with ducks in them.
So what kind of rice, though? Like, that's which way?
That's how you
red
know.
Red or white?
What? Brown or white rice? Yeah, it's white rice, so they're mostly Asian. What's the duck dumpling called?
Balut.
It's a fertilized duck egg with a duck in it, and you eat it.
Are you serious?
It's the national dish.
Oh, that's gross.
They serve it for breakfast.
Although the one time I was in China, I did eat an actual duck foot.
That
was pretty gross.
They eat ice cream made out of vegetables on bread, like in buns.
Ice cream made out of vegetables?
It's like a hamburger bun.
No goddamn sense.
It's a hamburger bun with like asparagus ice cream in it. It's not.
Asparagus.
What's the vegetable? It's like a
that shit'll make your pee smell bad.
Yam ice cream.
What?
And so Andrew Zimmer
from the
Travel Channel goes there.
The country is Iron Chef. Like, it's just fucked up.
Yeah. Andrew Zimmer goes there. Andrew Zimmer from Bizarre Foods goes to the Philippines. And I'm like, oh, I can learn more about Denise so I can properly, you know, slot her racially. And so I'm watching it. This guy eats, like, beating frog hearts. And they give him the yam ice cream. And he's like, oh, God, why would you do that? And they're like, you like it? And he's like, oh, yeah, it's very good. Oh. So, anyway. That's the end of the mail sack. Is that the end of the show? Are we going to talk to the Pope or not?
We'll save it for next week.
God damn it. Okay. We'll have to record
Dude,
it then.
Because
he's going to be back in Japan or whatever.
No, we can.
Where's the Pope from? The Philippines?
We can Skype
him. Call in. Yeah,
is the Pope from the Philippines or not?
Germany.
Dude, the Pope. Yeah, the Pope is from Nazi land.
Oh, that's right. The new Pope's a Nazi.
Yeah.
Hell Hitler.
I'm so gonna like shave off my mustache into a Hitler mustache one day.
If you shave off your mustache, at least do that briefly.
I will. I'll come to work one day.
I meant just to take a picture. I didn't mean out in public.
Oh no, I'll totally go out.
Well,
in
then
public
shoe
with
polish it,
it
black. Just, get some Just for Men.
Oh yeah, no, I'll like I think mascara.
Just for
I can
men.
Maybe in just 5 minutes.
Yeah, whatever. I don't have anything else to talk about. Do you guys have anything you want to fucking jabber your douchebag jaws about? Because I don't have anything.
No.
Douchebag jaws?
Yeah, I don't know. Update for anybody that ordered a shirt from the site.
Yeah, they're where are my shirts, bitch?
At the printer, and they'll be to me shortly. And then...
I want you to pay to have mine shipped.
I'm going to ship them to you.
God damn it.
I'm going to ship them to my house.
I paid extra for shipping.
Yeah, you didn't have to do that. You could have told me. I would have made that okay.
I didn't.
But whatever.
It was like 3 in the morning.
I just get to keep all your tasty shipping money now.
whore. You better ship that to me.
They're
I want you to pay money for it.
Sure. They're coming in, and then once I get those in, the process gets normal. They'll start going out regularly. What was the other thing? Oh, okay. So the podcast. I don't think I'm getting accurate data on how many people listen to the podcast. I'm pretty sure it's all wrong.
It's four.
So I'm gonna try. It's like six, I think. So I'm gonna try and fix that. But anyway, do me a favor. If you're listening to the podcast right now, think of at least one other person that you think might dig it. And send them a link through the share this button at the bottom of the podcast post on hijinksandsue.com. Share the love. And you know what, Eli? The only other thing I wanted to talk about, how are your cats? Because we brought them up like 17 episodes ago. And are they dead? Are they alive? Are they okay? Is one of them fat?
One of them is getting fatter by the day.
Right.
Actually, this morning...
It's quite amazing to watch the transformation.
Like, you can see it happening in real time.
There was a bird on my balcony, and my cat sitting on the fat one, laying on his side, going, "Wow." Like, he really wants that bird.
I would love it if you got that bird and put it in my mouth.
Yeah, he's like, "Num, num, 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 num." But, yeah, he is... this is the 26-pound cat who's been mistaken for a dog. He's doing all right. The other cat is stupid.
He's been mistaken for the inside of a dog.
Yeah, I have one cat that's stupid that does Tony Hawk moves, and he'll run up on the side of the wall. Like, he just runs up on the side of the wall and then runs off. And then he also...
Like Jet Set Radio?
Yeah. And then the other cat was going to jump up on my dining table the other night and just flew right into the chair. So, officially, cats are all
so
retarded.
So your evenings are hilarious.
Pretty much.
We had a really big storm here in Dallas a couple days ago. Like,
we had a couple storms.
Oh, this was the best part. They preempted all of 30 Rock and all of the new office to talk about how it was still raining on NBC News here in Dallas.
I would like to point out that because I pirate those things, I was not affected by that bullshit. Mm-hmm.
And that's also the way I was able to watch it. But so anyway, my cat, my dumbass cat, Replay. I have two cats. I have TiVo, who's insecure, and I have Replay, who's fucking retarded.
Right.
Replay is begging to go outside. That was TiVo that scratched you. You're begging to go outside as the storm is approaching. Cats are supposed to be able to tell this kind of shit. Is it going to happen? Like, they're supposed to be able to smell rain or something. I don't know. I'm like, fine, fuck ass. You went outside? Go outside. He disappears. And then the storm comes in. And you can't see, it's so thick with rain.
We had 70-mile-per-hour winds.
It was a fucking tornado not too far away.
Yeah.
And the storm was fucking terrible. And then all of a sudden I go, oh, shit, the cat's outside. Like, what the?
Nice.
I'm like, oh, fuck, he's going to die. So, like, we open the door and I'm like, ah. It's like I was Lieutenant Dan on top of the mast in Forrest Gump. I'm like daring God to find the cat. Like, come get me, you fucker. So I was like, where's my cat, you bastard? And I'm calling for him, and I can't even hear myself. It's raining so hard. So I'm like, whatever. So, like, later, we're watching TV, and I'm like, I hope he's smart enough to come home. We hear, like, I'm like, oh, God, it's the cat. We go to the door, and he's not there. And so I turn everything off in the house, and I can hear him from the bedroom. I'm like, is he inside? And I'm like, I can hear him through the wall on the other side of the house. Like, you fucking moron, you know where the door is. Come to the door. So I get all dressed up in, like, an outfit, like, on the Morton salt can. I've got, like, the rain slicker and, like, a hat and an umbrella.
You were the Gordon's fisherman.
Yeah, the Gordon's fisherman. Got boots on.
Deadliest Catch.
And I'm like the Deadliest Catch suit going out in the torrential downpour. And I'm like, cat, bring your dumbass inside. And I see him huddled. As close as he can get against the wall with the rain still pouring on him. The rain's coming in like sideways. He's just as wet as if he was nowhere near the wall. And I'm like, go inside, you fucking moron! He's like, I don't know how! So I just stood there and stared at him until he eventually ran inside. And then he gets inside, and he's all freaked out. And he looks at his paw, and he shakes it like when we put medicine on it. He's like, the fuck is on my paw? I'm like, you fucking idiot! It's on your whole situation. You're covered in rain, you douchebag moron. So he just sat there licking himself. I'm like, guess what? Your tongue is not going to get you dry, you stupid ass.
That storm was awesome.
Then he ups the level of stupid by throwing up,
of course,
on the living room floor, nice. Walking away from it, coming back just a few minutes later and going, oh shit, somebody left a meal here.
Of course.
Whoa, hey, there's food on the floor.
Free meal.
Dinner.
And it's warm.
Nom, 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 nom. This tastes familiar.
Delicious.
And he ate the whole thing, so much so that we did not have to clean it up. Like the carpet.
Dude,
the carpet
was... fucking,
was,
like, vomit spot on your carpet now.
The carpet was, like, standing up nice.
I'm
like,
never taking off my shoes in your house again.
That guy. He also used to, right before we got them both neutered, he would bite the other one's balls. He would like walk behind him and be like, "Hey, let me just get your balls. Let me just bite your balls. Let me just lift your tail so I can bite your balls. I'm just gonna bite your balls."
My little cat, or the youngest kitten, Mr. Saki.
Mm-hmm.
He had massive balls that I was like, "Well, I'm gonna have to neuter him. You know, it's just a matter of time now." And a friend of mine was over. I think we were watching like Firefly or something. And the cat walks over her hand, or her lap.
Lady business.
And she
got,
like,
her pregnant.
She looks over to me and goes, "I think your cat just teabagged me." Like, because his balls were huge.
Cat
and I was
bag.
Like, "I'm okay. I'm gonna go take him this weekend." Little snip, snip.
A friend of mine had a really old, gigantic dog, just like a large. I don't know what it was. And he was old and had arthritis, and he was sad. And when he would lay on the floor, his balls would, like, be laying next to him. Like, they looked like two footballs in a leather sack. They were gigantic. And so if you'd, like, try and, like, scooch them, like, closer to him so that they weren't, like, about to get run over by something, he would fart. She's like, "Scooch his balls out of the way. Somebody's going to..." Oh, fuck. Fuck me.
Not worth the risk.
All right, that's the end of the show. Thanks to whatever. I have a challenge I'm going to issue to the audience, to all the listeners out there. Starbucks, if you're a Starbucks goer, they've recently reverted to their original logo with one change. Their original logo was a different mermaid with titties.
Yeah,
and
they
it,
still
it
have
had,
like that.
And it
in
had
Seattle.
Nipples.
Yeah.
Okay, so they've gone back to that. No nipples. So here's my issue challenge. Draw a dong on it. Every cup you get, every sleeve, everything, draw dongs on it, cocks and balls, and leave it at the Starbucks. And don't draw nipples on it.
No.
Add a dong.
If you're going to draw nipples, make them man nipples.
Right, make them hairy man nipples. Is that it?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm sorry to Lucas and the Pope. We had just way too much important shit to talk about.
Yeah, we do. You guys aren't fucking...
bumped.
You guys aren't God or anything, so fuck off, man, next week.
Whoa.
They both we've had bigger guests on. We've had Jesus on.
That's true. The Pope's like his fourth in command.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. His number one.
Right below, Bush and...
I don't got anything else. Thanks to KB Toys, I guess.
KY Toys.
KY Toys?
Thanks to KY Toys.
That's different.
KB Warming Liquid.
And the rabbit.
The rabbit.
And Dolphins Odyssey.
They sell those on the Oxygen Network late at night. It becomes the dildo channel.
Why do you watch Oxygen late at night?
I'm flipping channels late at night, and it says, shop erotic. And I'm like, well, okay. So I turn it on, and it's these two chicks that can talk about everything. Like, okay, it is established. We are buy these things to put them in your vagina. But they can't say that outright. So they're like, this one has got really great pulsing action. It's got a rabbit on it. It's got a bullet for, additional stimulation. And I'm like, it's for your coos. It's for your lady business, your noonie.
Hey, ladies.
And, what ladies?
Your coos ever tired?
Tired coos?
Dude, have you seen that commercial where they talk about, making that certain part of the male anatomy bigger?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they keep saying that over and over
and
over.
Yeah, but they never say boner or
dong.
They
never say giant dongs.
Yeah.
It's for extends. And they keep calling it a capsule, like David Bowie. They're like, can you believe that a capsule can make that certain part of the male anatomy bigger? A simple capsule.
This is ground control to Major Dong. The capsule made it bigger.
Dong capsule.